Welcome to another Idle Thumbs podcast. I'm Spaff, and with me is Marek Bronstring.
Marek Bronstring.
Whilst everyone, and I mean everyone, has been celebrating the launch of the Wii here in Europe, Marek has been doing other things.
I've been depressed mostly, and
so whilst some of us, lucky few, managed to get their Wiis, what did you get, Marek?
I got an Xbox 360, basically out of frustration with not being able to get a Wii.
It's good that you're kind of defending it like it's an embarrassing thing. I like that. That's kind of funny. It's kind of like a shameful activity, but it's not. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Wait, no. The 360 is clearly better than the Wii. I don't even want a Wii anymore. I mean, what's so cool about a Wii? It's a stupid console for housewives and stupid kids.
So what happened? Why didn't you get a Wii?
I made a pre-order, but it's not in the first shipment, so I have to wait until Wednesday for the second shipment to arrive, and then hopefully I will get a Wii.
It's not too bad.
No.
One of my friends also had a similar scare to you, and they went to the store where they ordered, which was Woolworths, which you may not know, but some people here will know it. It's a crap store. But the reason they pre-ordered it there is because nobody would think of pre-ordering it there, because it's crap. But unfortunately, because it's crap, they phoned up on Friday morning to be told that their Wii shipment was in Germany and wouldn't be turning up for about a week or two. But then they were phoned back at about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they were like, well, yeah, it's here now. So they were really pissed off for quite a while, and then happy, which was good, I guess. Going around ranting and, you know, smashing things, and then like, oh, okay. So you went out and you bought a 360 instead.
Yeah.
What did you get with it?
Gears of War. It's all just one war, right? Why did I say Gears of Wars?
Gear of Wars.
Anyway, that came in the bundle, and I also bought Viva Pinata.
Viva Pinata.
Are we talking about that first, or are we going to talk about the Wii first?
Let's do Viva Pinata, because I don't know anything about it. I want to.
Well, Viva Pinata... okay, so basically that's a game where you manage a garden, and then animals come to your garden, animals that look like piñatas. I'm sure that everyone knows these things already, but there's...
Vaguely.
Yeah, Microsoft promoted the fuck out of that title.
I haven't seen anything about
well,
it.
Well, on event, press events and stuff like that. Basically there are two things about Viva Pinata that you should know. The first one, it's nothing like Animal Crossing. People are saying that it is like Animal Crossing.
I think people said it was before that it, when it came out, that it would be like Animal Crossing. I don't know.
It on the surface, it does seem to have a lot of similarities. I mean, you know, there's some animals and there's a landscape with some trees and stuff like that, and it looks happy. Those are similarities, but the game plays very differently. It's basically sort of a city-building game, like SimCity or a tycoon game or whatever. You play it in longer sessions, or at least you can. It's not like you log into the game every day for 10 minutes and mess around with it a bit, which is really what Animal Crossing is about. Crossing...
Yeah, I guess, kind of, but longer, if you get into it. You can play it for like 5 hours easily.
That's true, but Animal Crossing is based on sort of discovery, I guess, and just doing some fun activities.
Yeah, it's based on a perpetual thing that always is going forever, and you have to play it, you know.
Exactly, and
like brain training.
Exactly,
it's meant to be.
Yeah, it's very casual in a way. Viva Pinata is not casual at all, even though you might think that because it's aimed at kids, or at least that's actually not true. I don't think it's aimed at kids because it's very complex actually, and you have to manage many things at the same time. I think it's only meant to be kid friendly, you know. kid compatible.
Aren't they making like a TV show of it and stuff?
Yeah, it already exists,
So
and
it's clearly marketed at kids.
yeah, it is. In fact, I have seen one of the episodes because it came on a bonus disc with my special edition Viva Pinata.
And you watched it? Awesome.
Yeah, I watched the first 10 minutes and then I was like, "What the fuck is this? What am I watching?" And but
Yeah.
apparently, the TV show contains clues on like secret stuff you can do in the game, which is kind of cool.
That'll be cool. Like, as long as it's kind of hidden and it's not obvious, like,
It's pretty obvious from what I've heard. It's like, we have this problem. Maybe we should do this. And then people try it in the game and it also works. That's basically it.
Yeah. That's
But
kind of a cool idea, though. I like
yeah,
that.
it is pretty
But
cool and
it's still, like, obvious. But you want to be able to, like, when you watch stuff, I don't know, a film, and there's a game of it, you want to be able to do the same thing
yeah.
in it, you know, down to a small detail. So that's good that you can.
Exactly.
Maybe
Although
it's not good that it's
in the
based on
TV
that,
series, they have like a couple of characters that actually are voiced, and you know they have pinatas that talk and stuff like that. In the game, they don't talk at all. They're just animals, and the only characters that talk are your sort of your guides, your tutorial people, and so that makes it the game feel a lot less kiddy than the TV show.
Okay.
So there's this tutorial girl who sometimes gets a little too enthusiastic, you know. Oh, you made a thing and stuff like that, you know. But so that's the only sort of annoying kid game thing in there. But other than that, it's a really complex management game that is really cool, and you know, don't let the kid marketing stop you from playing it.
So effectively, you have a garden and you have to run it.
Yeah.
And so what, things come along. So whenever I've been speaking to you on MSN, you've been like, "Oh, BRB, I have to breed some snog weasels or whatever." I don't know what the fuck. Awesome.
Yeah, fudge hugs and buzzle gums and
Buzzle
worms.
gums. Now, it sounds like Harry Potter has invaded,
Yeah.
that horrible Harry Potter lingo of like snuff purple. But I don't know, I don't read Harry Potter, but it's all like just gibberish.
It's a combination of candy stuff, I guess, and animal names.
That makes sense, because they're pinata.
Yeah.
We don't really have pinata outside of, they don't really have it outside of like America, or
I've
what,
never
Mexico,
seen a
obviously,
piñata.
but
I mean, what the hell?
I've never seen a real one. That's true.
Yeah, you have to sort of make your garden beautiful. It starts out as this crappy place with dry land and junk and whatever. And you have to level the ground and put grass on it and trees and stuff like that and plant seeds. There's a lot of gardening involved. And then animals are attracted to your garden. And the first, I guess, hour or 2 hours that you're playing it, you just get bombarded with crap. There's like, whoa, this animal appeared. Whoa, another animal appeared. And
So it's kind of trying to get you interested in it
yeah, and you get a little cutscene for
initially.
each animal that appears. And there's actually two events associated with every type of animal. First, it appears, then it's sort of visiting, and its fur is black and white. And after a while, when it's eaten some things in your garden or whatever, then it becomes a resident, and then it turns into colors. So yeah, you get all excited about that. And once you have two that are residents, you can start breeding them, and then you have to build a house for them. And in that house, they can have sex, which is called romance. Is
So
it?
can you make sick interbreeded things like a donkey and a dog or whatever?
I've heard things of like mutations of whatever, but what's really sick is that like incest and inbreeding is just a
Like
day.
widespread?
Yeah, it's basically what you do
Awesome.
all the time.
Let's all go down for a party in Merrick's Viva Pinata Garden. So, does it have any connectivity, like,
You
to other
can
people's gardens or anything?
not re you cannot visit another garden the same way that you can visit a town in Animal Crossing, but you
Right, so you.
can buy
Yeah.
a box and you can put stuff, including animals, into the box and then send it to someone.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and you can design labels that you put on to the fur of the animals, and then you can see the label and it has a design on it. So, you can trade, I guess. But I haven't
So
tried this
here's
yet.
the thing that I have with that then. It sounds really cool and stuff, but it sounds like a game that would be better and more at home on DS or on a portable thing, or maybe even Wii, I guess. I don't know how long I would sit there in front of the TV doing that.
I have to admit that the graphics are a real big factor in this game, though. It
Yeah,
looks
they do
really
look very
nice,
pretty.
and I don't think it would look as nice on other platforms.
That is true. So
You
you
really
think
want
that
to see the
maybe.
sun go down and watch, those furry creatures walk around and stuff like that. It's
That's
nice.
cool. So it's not just a game that you'd play in the background whilst doing other things or just a little bit of time. It really is like a game that requires dedication, like a city builder or.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool then.
Basically, you should think of it as the garden is your city and the animals are your citizens, and you have to keep them happy, and there's threats. And actually, after I guess like 4 or 5 hours of playing, all the animals, I had like 20 different types of animals in my garden, and they started like attacking each other, and eventually I just got a civil war. It was like everyone was attacking everyone, and it was like basically Iraq, and I just had to sell all my animals except the worms and just start over, which,
You had to just send in like the troops.
I just had to sell everything, which is maybe an approach for Iraq as well. Just sell everything and start over.
So, leading on from there, I guess that's the bridge between Viva Pinata and Gears of War.
Nice.
That's the other game you said you got. So, what did you think of Gears of War? Because Gears of War is not like a typical thumbs kind of game, I guess, or
No.
like a Marek game. It's definitely not a Marek game.
In fact, I was thinking of skipping it, but seeing as it was part of a bundle, I just decided to get it. It's actually Viva Pinata has been keeping me away from Gears a lot, which is which is kind of funny. But basically, it's a pretty good shooter from what I've played so far. The graphics. They talk a lot about the graphics, right? That it's really, really pretty.
Yeah, but everyone's just said it's 2,000% graphics, and then underneath
Yeah.
is very little,
Actually,
but.
I don't think the game doesn't look that nice. I will get lynched for this, I'm sure, by certain people. But the architecture of the game is really cool, but the graphics themselves are just, there's brown, and also there's some
Yeah,
brown.
it looks like Doom 3.
Yeah. So yeah,
But not as good
that's
because
terrible.
I don't know. That's the thing about HD era graphics. Everyone's kind of spurting over them. But I've been playing games at like 1900 by 1200 for 7 years or something. I don't know. So, and that's, I don't know, 1080p is around there somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, one thing is that what people have been saying a lot is really good is the co-op play. So I assume you haven't really got a chance to play
No,
that.
I haven't even played it in multiplayer yet. Really, I'm still trying to adjust to the game's cover system, which is kind of cool because basically everything in the game that you bump up against, you can press A and then it will hide against it or wall hog or whatever. But
Okay.
then you can use the sticks to go to look left or right, and then you have special moves like jump to the other wall or leave your cover and do a roll or whatever, and getting those really going fluently what
Yeah,
fluently
fluently it works, yeah.
is kind of
Fluidly.
yes fluently is kind of tricky. And I also played the demo of Rainbow Six, and its cover system, if you've played that demo, is a lot easier to get into, and you immediately feel badass. And in Gears of War, it just you're like bumping into things. Oh no, that's the wall. Oh, we gotta go back there. Oh, where am now? That's it takes some time to get into, which I haven't had
I think
yet.
that I don't have a 360, and I'll get one eventually. And I haven't even really played on one that much, but I think I'd play the Gears of War co-op, but give it a go. But I wouldn't give a crap about it single player.
No, it's okay. What was interesting to me, I've been playing FPSs on PC primarily for years and years, and the only times I use the only times I play FPSs on a console is when I play briefly with friends. What I've for the first time I realized this, I feel very sort of claustrophobic in Gears of War because the spaces are sort of they're not small, but they're just regular size. But when there's an epic moment where you can see stuff happen, you know, near the roof or whatever, in a PC FPS you can look straight up. You can just you have like full mouse look, you know, freedom.
Yeah,
And
and
it
instantly.
exactly.
Like, without any, like, drag and weight, like, you're fucking retarded. Like, ooh! Sorry.
Exactly. And in Gears, what I've really noticed is that I want to look at the ceiling sometimes. I don't know why, but sometimes I
Well,
just want to look.
the thing about console FPSs, and I bet it's the same with Gears of War, is I fucking despise them, is they're just, all of them are abysmal. The controls are just so backwards, and it's just so restrictive. I feel like so retarded and like, ugh, but you try and turn around and it takes you so fucking long. Whereas like on a PC with a mouse, you can just turn around and, like that. You'd turn around, you know, you move the mouse left, and that's like,
Right.
you know. But
For some
in this,
reason,
it's just like you press left, and it's like, oh, I'm turning left. I'm still turning left, or like, and then it restricts how you look up and down and stuff, and it's such a pain in the ass. And it basically takes the movement that you would have on four fingers and an entire arm with all the buttons on it into like two thumbs,
Right.
and so all your movement is completely like spastic'd up, and that's why it doesn't work. And I hate it. Don't even get me
That's true.
started on GoldenEye. So we can move on to that
Wow.
another time.
Okay.
I have deep-seated hate for all these things, but yeah, I imagine it's the same for that. It's the same in Halo. You're running around and it's just kind of shitty, but it's fun if you play co-op, and that is it.
Right.
It's just fun because it's co-op.
The problem that you describe, I have that feeling a little bit less with first-person shooters that have a lot of open spaces. I tried the new demo that they have of Lost Planet, which has been recently
Oh
released, I
yeah.
guess. I tried it for a bit, and I really like that because there's a lot of open, snowy landscapes where you can see stuff coming from afar, and you're not in small spaces all the time and trying to navigate. You can just, you know, walk around and just you. The only thing you have to focus on is your aim, so I like that.
That's cool.
By the way, I'm a console FPS noob, so if people are listening to this and going like, "Noob," well, I'm a noob, so
Dude, they're the noobs for playing console FPS.
I guess so.
Yeah, no, seriously. Go and play Quake, you fucking
Yeah.
noobs.
It's party time!
Welcome to picturesque Pinata Island. In its many gardens, all manner of pinatas live and dream that one day they will be chosen to entertain at a party as only pinatas can. Well, most pinatas, that is.
Oh, shake it, shake it, shake it, like a party animal. Break it, break it, break it, like a party animal. Shake it, shake it, shake it, like a party animal. Break it, break it, break it, break it, break it, break it, break it.
I know how to start this. Whee! This is the Wii segment.
When you said you knew how to start the segment, I didn't think it was going to be that extreme, but I'm glad that it was. Okay, so this is the Wii segment.
Yes.
So you have your 360 and you've been pretty happy with that, but I have a Wii, finally. In my
Fucker.
grasp. I have a Nintendo Wii.
I hate you.
So on Friday morning I went down to the store at like 8 a.m. or something. I don't know. It was too early to remember the exact time. I was very disappointed to find that there was no one there except me. Now, like, the store I got it from is inside a shopping mall, and opposite it and just downstairs from it two other stores that would have had Wiis, and I was expecting there to be like loads of people queuing up.
Yeah.
To get their Wii. Like, you'd expect that. There was fuck all. There was nobody there. I was like the only person in the whole shopping mall because it was 8 in the morning. And the only people that would go to shopping mall at 8 in the morning, people had to go to work. So I was just confused. You know, it was really confusing being in a shopping mall. But there was no one there. I'd packed my bag. I had my DS, my camera. You know, I was really like, yeah. If I'd have known there was going to be no one there, I wouldn't have bothered getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm yeah. telling you that. I would have gone in at like 2 and got it.
Right.
Because I had it reserved. You know, I was number 5 out of the 20 people that were getting one from that store. But whatever. I got it. Then I went to work, but ignore that bit of my day. Then I came home halfway through the day. I had the afternoon off and I, you know, I tore the Wii out of its packaging like the N64 kid. Actually, it wasn't like that guy. It was completely different to that guy. I carefully, you know, unwrapped it all and put all the wrapping back in the box. You know, it was a bit
nice.
Sick. But when you get out, it just looks so good. It just looks so cool sitting next to your TV, and you just kind of look at it in awe for a minute. And then when you turn it on, like you grab the Wii with the Wii remote, and the first thing you notice is the Wii remote is way smaller than you expect.
Yeah,
I think everyone has said that. And it, but it make the size is exact size that makes sense. But for some reason in your head, you're used to like a TV remote or something that's way bigger.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, you know, the early prototypes, they actually were bigger. That changes.
Oh, yeah, I heard that actually. So, but now this morning, everyone worried about it. But when I saw it in the box, the Wii Play box, I thought it was like a cardboard cutout. Or it was really, you know, it didn't look like the real thing. And then I was like, oh my god, that's the Wiimote.
Right.
When you first put it in your hand, you're like, yes, the Wiimote. I don't know. It's so stupid. Like, you've seen it online for so long.
Yeah.
And you just wanted to like play with it. But I turned it on, and my friend Ginger came around, Ginger from the forums, and we stuck, like, almost immediately, we just stuck in Wii Sports. So I believe you've played Wii Sports, right? So
yeah.
You don't have a Wii, but you've played it.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you get to play it?
What?
How did you actually get to play it, out of interest?
Well, earlier this week, I was launching at another game company, and I looked around, and I saw a Wii standing there, and people started playing on the Wii, actually. And I said, you know, can I play Wii Sports? And then I ended up playing Wii Sports for a very long time, and I got back to my company way too late. So,
Who cares, man? Did you enjoy it?
So, yeah, it was great.
I don't know where to begin with the experience of it.
What?
What about Wii Tennis? Let's start with Wii Tennis.
Oh, yeah. Wii
so,
Tennis...
did you play that?
Yeah. At first, I sucked. Basically, I had to get used to the controls. I didn't really pay attention to the sensitivity of it. And also, when I wanted to swing on the right, I actually ended up swinging on the left somehow. I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of detects... I don't know, it detects a swing...
Yeah, exactly.
So it swings from where it is, where the guy is holding the racket currently, to the other side.
Right.
But that doesn't matter.
But
one thing I enjoyed most about Wii Tennis is Rusalka came home and she's like, how do I play? And I was like, well, how do I serve? I'm like, exactly how you think you serve, you know?
Yeah, there's no learning curve.
You toss it up in the air and then you twat, you know, you smack the ball. It's exactly how you think you would do it.
Yeah.
And it works really well. Like, you can serve better than that, like, than you can in Virtua Tennis with a control pad. And, like, even though that's a better game, and this is kind of like, you know, you're smashing things around.
Yeah. Basically, the instructions for this game could be press A to start and then play tennis. That's really...
yeah, pretty much. I like how you control both, like, so you play always doubles, and but you control both guys at the same time. They will always do the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
They swing, so that's useful. So it means you can get in your quick shot, or you can go for your long shot. I don't know the technical tennis terms, but
yeah, I struggle with that as well.
I actually have the Wii controller here in front of me. I'm, you know, stroking it.
Yeah.
When I was at the store buying it, actually, the guy was going through the computer and checking the stock, and I noticed some things on the stock computer there that he wouldn't show
me. Oh, exclusive report.
Red Wii controller, pink Wii controller, and blue Wii controller. But he wouldn't show me those and when they were coming in. But I imagine they're coming quite soon.
You heard it here first. This is an Idle Thumbcast exclusive.
Colored Wiimotes, as expected, coming. But yeah, I mean, I don't see why they'd be on the stock computer if they weren't coming fairly soon.
Right.
The Trauma Center is coming to Europe in March, and that was on the stock computer, so I don't know. I don't know how long they would have it on there for. But
confirmed.
I want one.
Confirmed!
Confirmation! So after Wii Tennis, we've had a round of golf. That was awesome. Like, it's just like any other golf game, but awesomer. and boxing. Rusalka kicked the shit out of all of us, in fact. Dan and Ginger and myself, she beat us all up with her boxing skills. Boxing really works up a sweat. Like, I don't know, you're supposed to play it a lot slower than you do, but when you're playing, it's like you're just jabbing and smacking, you know, you're punching really quickly, trying to get a punch in.
You can play sort of arcade style, and you can play it strategically, but no one is doing the latter, I guess.
I think that after a while you get used to it, then you do play it strategically. Like, if you dodge out of the way and you dodge a punch, then it goes into, like, bullet time briefly, which gives you a chance to put, like, get in, like, an uppercut or some kind of, like, punch in return, and it's kind of cool. Like, you don't expect that to happen.
It's pretty funny to see Mii's in bullet time. There's something weird about that.
Well, actually, let's go on to Mii's, because Mii's was the next thing we did. Like, after playing a bit of Wii Sports, we're like, fuck this, let's go and make Mii's, and then play, you know, with Mii's. And the Mii creator, that's so fun.
Yeah, it rules.
The first Mii you make is crap, but then after a while you realize there are loads and loads of options and you make really good ones. We have some cool ones now, and then when you go back into the game, it just makes the game so much better. Like when we all had our own Mii's of each other, and we also had, as everyone must have, a Hitler Mii.
Well, as you must have, because you're a Hitler, I don't know.
Well, no, like, I mean, two other people have sent me Hitler Mii's. And Jake, like, has made one. Everyone has made one. It's as the fact on Thumb said, it's so easy to make one. There's, like, three Hitler hairdos that you can choose from. And, like, a little Hitler moustache. But, yeah, it's really fun having Hitler in the game there. And also, Dan looks like Jesus. So his Mii looks like... In fact, we called it Mises. So we had some battles with Adolf versus Jesus.
Nice.
Effectively.
That would be a good game, actually. Just they should make that game.
Yeah. That would be a good game. So other games, I guess. What do we have? Wii Play. Wii Play is like more mini games that they try and it's the way it's aimed is like this will teach you how to use the Wiimote and all its different functions. But realistically, it's a bunch of mini-games that couldn't really stand alone, or... You know, there's, like, a snooker game, and there's, like, shooting balloons game, and things like that. But some of them are pretty fun. We found ourselves having a lot of fun with that game. Especially because we were kind of drunk by the time we played it.
But it's still worth buying for the Wiimote alone.
Yeah, the thing is, like, it costs 10 quid more than a Wiimote by itself, but when I bought it, they didn't have any Wiimotes, so I ended up getting that anyway. I wouldn't have... I don't know, I might not have bothered, but now I've got it, I'm kind of glad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth it, because it is... You know, it's more stupid fun. And stupid fun is kind of what you want from the initial Wii experience.
Exactly.
Whereas the Xbox 360 experience, you, like, get these kind of epic games like Oblivion or Gears of War, I don't know, whatever that's, like... Sit down and play it for hours and, like, loads of stuff happens, you need loads of controls. The initial experience of Wii, you very much want, you know... to try out thousands of different ways of using this new gaming controller. Because you've never used it before or anything like it.
Exactly. That's, you know, for that reason, I have a Wii party scheduled for Friday, so I hope my Wii console arrives on time. But, you know, just because it's so new and there's so many ways to use it, that whole process of discovery, I want to do that with all my friends, because...
Yeah, exactly. That's... That was one reason why I didn't like open my Wii and plug it in immediately. I kind of waited for my friend Ginger to come over because I didn't want to. I wanted someone to be there to go, ooh,
exactly,
and like, wow, check that out. And on your own, you would have just been sitting there like really excitedly, but have no one to express it to. So yeah, I really recommend you have someone there when you first play it, because it's more fun that way.
Exactly.
So the other game, like, there's been like Monkey Ball and Rayman, and they're both kind of like pick up and throw around and do stupid thing games, and they're both really good. But it's the same. It's like, you know, using the controller for new things. One thing I have to say is like some of the games on like Rayman and Wii Sports are fucking tiring. Boxing especially, but also on Rayman there are ones where you have to shake like in both hands, like move both hands up and down like they were feet that were running. Imagine that.
All right.
You know what I mean? Like alternately going up and down, but really fucking quickly. And it's really hard and you die. Basically.
Shit. Do you remember the... This is sort of a weird tangent, but do you remember the game Winter Games where you had to press enter repeatedly to ice skate? Oh, man. That was like the old game, and I'm reminded of those crappy early games where...
It's very much like that, like tap A and B. And also, like, there's loads of stuff like that on PlayStation, like track and sports games where it's like A, B, A, B, X, or whatever, and it's like jump. But it's kind of like that. In fact, it's exactly like that.
Yeah.
So it is, again, going back to the old games, but way more tiring. Way. It actually reminds me of... We were playing International Track and Field years ago at a thing called Gamathon, which was basically where 30 or 40 people came and stayed in my house for a weekend and played games. But we plugged a dance mat in and we're playing track and sports, so when you did the 100-meter sprint, you really had to sprint, like, on the spot. But, like, you know, because you had to press two buttons alternately, so right. You're just, like, running as fast as you can on the spot, and it's, like, it's kind of like that. It just completely destroys you. It's so tiring. But it's good. Then there's Zelda. I haven't played... like, Zelda is the kind of different thing. It's...
Zelda?
It kind of, like... Well, you know, it doesn't... I don't know, it doesn't really need this whole new gaming experience of discovery and all these new controller methods, but it has them anyway.
Yeah.
So, but it also, it's a separate game. I haven't played it that much. I've played a bit, and my initial impression was I just didn't really enjoy the graphical style. And I'm not normally a kind of, like, graphical person. Like, most people want really amazing, like, realistic graphics, but I kind of like stylized arty graphics and stuff that looks cool. Like, you can understand that.
Right.
Like Shadow of the Colossus or like anything like that. And the previous Zelda, like Wind Waker, is awesome.
I guess Twilight Princess sort of sits in between realistic and a little bit stylized, and that is actually sort of a poor compromise. I don't know. There are some
it's
cool
kind
bits
of stylized,
in
but it's kind of crap. Like, Link looks like an emo Peter Pan who's really fat. He's not an appealing character to be. In fact, when I started a character and I called it Spaff, right? Like, you know, and then everyone started calling him Spaff, I actually deleted that and just went back and called him Link because I didn't want him to be called Spaff.
Right.
Because he just looks dumpy and stupid.
Did you turn into a wolf yet?
No, I mean, I haven't even got out of the first village. Like, you're running around looking at stuff and doing things, but I hear it gets a lot better.
Yeah, like, even the graphics get better when you have the ability to go into the twilight or whatever that's called. Because then everything turns sort of dark and there's fluorescent, I don't know, shapes and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen, like, videos of that and it looks a lot cooler, so I'm hoping it'll change a bit and stuff. And Lawrence said it gets better after a while, and a lot of people have been... I don't know, what was that thing you said? The first 6 hours is meh?
Yeah, the first 6 hours are meh, according to the internet. And also, the first 6 hours are apparently sort of the introduction area.
Jesus, 6 hours. But so, mind you, it is Zelda, so...
Yeah.
I'll stick with it, and I'll give you an opinion on it another time.
Sweet.
So now I'm going to pretty much go back to the Miis. I've been having a lot of fun with the Miis. Sending my Mii to people, like... connecting my Wii to other people's Wiis. Like, I had a really exciting moment this morning when I woke up and the light was flashing on my Wii. And I was like, oh my god, what's happened? And I turned it on and I had some, like, a message. It's nice. So, yeah, I can do that with a phone, I can do that with a PC, but like, my console has an email. And then, also, you go to your Mii thing, and then loads of Mii's arrive. And, like, I've been sending my Mii's, so I asked, like, you know, Lawrence and Ashby and some other people's Wii's just arrived. So now I have those when I go and play Wii Sports. You can see them in the background.
That's
in, like,
awesome.
You know, when you do, like, Wii Bowling, the people in the aisle next to you are, like, your friends and things like that.
I feel ridiculously disconnected right now.
You'll get there, dude. So, what are your hopes? Like, you said you're going to have your party and stuff. What are your, like, hopes when you get your Wii? What are you going to do?
Basically, I hope that everyone who is not super into games but plays them occasionally will really dig the Wii, because that would be awesome. And my social circle would really could really use
well,
that.
I think I will, I mean, I can see my parents playing it.
Exactly. That was the next thing I was going to say. I want to see my parents play Wii Tennis. That would be
the most hilarious thing ever. I actually mentioned to my mom that I was going to bring it up for Christmas, and she said, make sure you bring up that other thing as well. And I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, that thing you showed me in the restaurant. And I'd actually showed her brain training at a restaurant.
Really?
And she wanted me to bring it. And that's the first time that's ever happened.
That's great.
So what are your other hopes then?
Well, what I also think is really nice is that there's already three sort of Wii parties scheduled with other game companies that we know. So, or like scheduled, like planned, you know, everyone is talking about getting together with your Wii consoles, or at least your Wiimotes with your Miis in it, and just having a little gaming parties, which you can do with other stuff. I mean, you can even do it with your DSs and stuff, and that's fun, but it's different somehow. You know, it's not as...
That sounds awesome. I might have to organize one here, actually.
Oh, definitely. I look so much forward.
Time. Yeah, we've been playing like four-player, but like today, no one's here. It's just me and Rosalka, so...
Right.
You should have used this time to have a great big Wii party.
Yeah, because the thing about Wii parties is, if you do them, is it's really fun just watching people play it. Because they're, you know, really getting into it and just, you know, being very physical with it. And that's really fun to watch, actually.
Oh, it really is, actually. The thing that I've noticed are the different things people do. You know, and like when we were playing Wii Golf and stuff, and like Ginger was trying to tell Rosalka how to play golf. So if she just did it her own way, she thrashed, like, you know, she didn't thrash everyone, but she'd do really well. Like, she'd be like, let me just do it. And she'd go, poof, and get like a, you know, putt the ball in the hole. And Ginger's like, oh, for fuck's sake. You know, and he's there trying to do it, like, properly. You know? But, yeah, so, like you said, I've got... My parents are having a cocktail party next week, and I might take it up there and see if my parents, like, friends... Like, you know, my parents' friends, like, the old people, like, see what they do with it.
Yeah. You know, secretly, long-term, I'm hoping that the Wii will have some great, you know, strategy games, perhaps, because the cursor works for that, and... maybe adventure games, because, you know, they could be awesome with the controller.
Actually, but you know what? I have next to me just a newspaper article. It's in The Guardian, and it's about how retro gaming gained an extra life. And it's talking about how retro gaming is really big at the moment.
Yeah, totally.
But it had a thing at the bottom, and it says, "We are your friends," with, you know, with the obvious stupid pun there. But it's someone takes a look at the pixelated heroes, hoping for a Wii birth. Get that? That was almost a good pun, but it fails. But anyway, this is interesting about it. It was like, it says it has Sonic, Mario, Link, Pac-Man. You know, the obvious ones you expect, but it also has Guybrush Threepwood.
What? well, wait a minute.
And it says, like, it doesn't say anything about how it's coming to Wii or how this guy wants it to.
Monkey Island Wii confirmed! You heard it her first.
A Wii wish, but it just talks about... But then at the bottom it says, no Monkey Island games are in the pipeline. But it's just... It has no reason to be there. But it's but at the same time, you're like, yeah, please put Monkey Island and things like that on Wii.
It would be perfect. Porting adventure games to the Wii would be weak, because then you have a mouse cursor that's actually you know, it's actually the Wiimote, okay, but there's so much more potential, you know, doing all sorts of movements that, you know.
Yeah, but it's an easy thing to do that can be done very quickly.
Not really. You should build something from the ground up for the Wiimote. I think if you're doing an adventure game, the opportunity is here to make all the mundane, sort of boring gameplay stuff in adventure games, which is a lot of the gameplay, actually, really interesting.
Oh, right, but, I mean, I think this is just talking about the Virtual Console and getting old games on
there.
Oh,
right. Oh, yeah.
So in which case, getting those games on there would be cool. Like, it would be nice to sit down in your front room and just play a bit of Sam and Max or something. I mean, I do that. I get my Mac and I plug into the TV.
Totally.
But we can talk about adventure games in another podcast.
Yes. In fact, we have one planned about adventure games with a special guest, but that's all... Oh, very tentative.
He's not that special. He's really not that special.
A mystery guest.
Yeah, okay, that's better. An unspecial mystery guest.
It's Ron Gilbert.
It's Tim Schafer. Oh.
We have raised the expectations way too high now.
It's God. Okay, well, should we end this podcast?
No, let's go on for another hour.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, I'm done.
Okay. How should we end this then?
I have no idea.
Well, you heard it here first. We're going to have God, Tim Schafer, and Ron Gilbert. Some of those people may be the same person.
Or we will have none of them.
Oh yeah, it's true. We will in fact have zero of the people just mentioned. But we will have another podcast, and it probably will be shorter than this one. And in the meantime, I'm gonna go and play some Wii, and Merrick is not gonna play some Wii.
Fuck you, gong gong gong.
Hey there, it's me again. I just wanted to say, before we end this podcast, that when I played Zelda at the time of recording, I had in fact played 5 seconds of the game. I played through the first couple of dungeons and stuff, and the game has got a lot better. The art style's still kind of meh, but the game is cool, so I suggest you check that out. I don't know how to end this now. Maybe I should have the outro music again. That can be an extra.
I was about to say that, yes.